Israel has delayed, at least temporarily, the arrival of a UN fact-finding mission in Jenin. Members are investigating what happened during the fighting earlier this month in the West Bank refugee camp. Palestinians insist a massacre took place in the camp, something Israel repeatedly has denied. It remains unclear whether the Israeli government is prepared to cooperate with the mission and allow it to carry out its work. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Jerusalem. What are the objections of the Israeli government?
Well, there are a lot of statements coming from mostly unidentified Israeli government officials, and they're saying a lot of different things. Some are claiming that the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is widening the mandate of the fact-finding mission to go beyond the fighting in Jenin to other issues that took place during the Israeli offensive on the West Bank. Some Israeli officials have expressed unhappiness with the composition of the commission. It's being led by the former Finnish president, Martti Ahtisaari. And it also includes a former head of the International Committee for the Red Cross, Cornelia Samaruga, and some Israeli officials are unhappy with him because there has been an ongoing debate and argument between Israel and the ICRC over using the Israeli symbol, the Star of David, as a Red Cross symbol. There seems to be some spillover in this from the comments of the UN permanent representative here, whose name is Terje Rode Larsen, and he made some remarks about what happened in Jenin a few days ago, calling the results of the battle horrific beyond belief. It is known that the Israeli Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, doesn't get along well with Larsen. He's refused to meet with him for over a year since Sharon was elected prime minister. So a lot of things have gone into this matter of a kind of breakdown in communications between the Israeli government and the UN.
And the UN's response?
Well, Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, released a statement yesterday agreeing to a short postponement, but the commission is said to have plans to arrive in Israel on Saturday. It's meeting today in Geneva to discuss its work. The Security Council also issued a statement yesterday saying Israel must work with the commission and that the Security Council expects fast cooperation.
Well, the Israeli Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, agreed to the mission earlier.
He did, but apparently when he met with his full cabinet yesterday, there were a lot of objections, particularly from conservative members of the cabinet. Some conservative cabinet members complained that Israel should not have so quickly said it would cooperate. There also is an apparent split between the prime minister and his conservative backers on the one hand and the foreign ministry, which is headed by Shimon Peres. Peres, who was outside of Israel, traveling in Europe when the Security Council created this commission last Friday, immediately said that Israel has nothing to hide and agreed that the commission could come. And there are many opponents of Shimon Peres, the foreign minister in the cabinet, who said that he shouldn't have gone that far that quickly.
And the Palestinians, what do they say about it?
Well, the Palestinian leadership very much wants this commission to come here. They've been making the case all along since the Jenin battle that hundreds have died in the fighting, many of them civilians, and that Israel used excessive force. The conditions were awful in the camp, according to everyone who has visited, representatives of humanitarian aid organizations as well as journalists. And it is true that rescue workers couldn't get in there for days. No solid evidence has turned up yet that the dead number in the hundreds, as the Palestinians claim. Civilians certainly died. There's no question about that. But the Palestinians seem very eager to make their case to the commission when it gets here.
In the past 2 days, there have been reprisals against Palestinians who allegedly cooperated with Israel in the West Bank cities that the Israeli army had occupied. What happened?
The worst was in Hebron yesterday when three men were machine gunned to death in public by Palestinian gunmen. It was claimed that they cooperated with the Israelis in locating a particular militia leader named Marwan Zaloum, who was killed the night before by rockets from helicopters. There are different versions of who the murdered men were, but it was awfully grisly. Two of them were strung up on electricity towers, and many people in the crowd, and they were hundreds, spat on them.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Jerusalem.